It's time to visit with Brad Graber of investinginTruth.com. We're talking about financial planning. And Brad, this is kind of a touchy subject, isn't it, this week?
This is a really touchy one.
Oh, man, yeah. We're going to be talking about loaning to family and friends. And, you know, when you, because Brad sent us an email a few days ago and said, what do you think about this topic? My first thought was, ooh, loaning to family and friends. If you're not careful, that can really do some damage to relationships. So we've got to be careful. Proverbs 22:7 says, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is a servant to the lender. So we've got to look at how we can help those out that are close to us, but also preserve the relationship. So, Brad, with debt being such an easy thing to acquire, what kind of situations would prompt us to loan money to others, especially family and friends?
Yeah, so I like what you said there about it being easy to acquire. It seems like it's so easy to go get debt, so why would we ever be approached with lending money to others? And there's a couple situations where we may find ourselves as potential lenders. And the one that's kind of outside the scope of what we're going to talk about today, but is important to consider, is the one where we have a profit motive. So we're looking to invest our money in the form of a loan, charge interest, and basically are paid by somebody else using our money. And that can be as simple as having a savings account at the bank, which we're putting our money on deposit, essentially loaning it to the bank and getting interest in return for loaning that money to the bank. But again, that's not what we're looking at today. We're looking at the friends and family situation. And the situation that the Bible actually addresses quite frequently is the idea of helping out the poor and the needy through the means of making loans to them. And we don't often think about that in today's day and age, but it does come up. And what I typically see is where somebody gets in a financial struggle and they can't go to that typical lender and borrow the money because they're in a financial hardship at the time. So what do? Out of desperation, they're looking at where can I get the money that I need? And oftentimes it comes back to those who you have a relationship with, which is friends and family. So a lot of times people will end up just out of desperation coming back to those people and asking, you know, can you help me out in this situation? But as the one being approached, our goal is very different than what we talked about in the investment scenario. In the investment scenario, we've got a profit motive. In this case, we're just trying to help somebody out in a hardship. And our motive is not going to be profit anymore. It's a motive of just trying to help them. And because of that, we kind of go back to Exodus 22:25, where it says, if you lend money to one of my people among you who is needy, do not treat it like a business deal. So don't look at it like an investment. Charge them no interest. So in order to try to be helpful to them, that idea of not charging them interest is the best way to do that, because that makes sure that we're doing it from a generous perspective, not from a profit perspective.
Well, in that spirit of generosity, how do we do that in a way that is actually poor without it being the loan, it being a burden on that person that you're lending to?
Yeah, so oftentimes we think about loans being something that's a burden that we want to get out of. So now if we find ourselves on the lender side, how do we do that in a way that isn't just heaping a burden on somebody that's in a hardship? And Scripture often refers to this type of lending as an act of generosity. So in Psalm 112, we read, it's well with the man who deals generously and lends. So it can be done in a way that is generous and is actually helpful to people. And Scripture gives us two key principles I think we need to always remember if we're going to lend money to family and friends. The first we already kind of addressed, which is that idea of not charging our brothers and sisters in Christ interest if we're going to give them a loan. So again, protecting ourselves and our hearts that we don't have a profit motive in it. And then number two is don't lend with the expectation of getting the money back. And Jesus even takes this a step farther. So we're talking about lending it to friends and family. Jesus in Luke 6 says, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. So Jesus even takes it past family and friends and says, do that to your enemies. So that is a way that you can even be generous to those that are opposing you. And if we keep these two principles as our key mindset as the lender, it's going to lead us towards this mindset of generosity and also protect the relationship between that borrower and the lender. So we talked about the borrower being in the role of the servant. Well, if we're the lender, we can control how much that burden is because we're in that position of strength where the borrower is feeling like they're the servant. So as the lender, how much pressure are we putting on them? How much guilt are we heaping on them? And if we're not expecting to get it back, that takes a lot of stress off the situation. So maybe they're not able to make a monthly payment to you at some point. Well, if you're not expecting to get it back anyway and you have that mindset of generosity, that may not be that big of a deal. So we can really control how much burden we're putting on the other person.
Well, Brad, you know, you just talked about preserving a relationship. And if we really want to make sure we do that, shouldn't we just go ahead and you know, I heard everything that you just said, but shouldn't we just go ahead and call it a gift and not even remotely consider it a loan if we want to protect the relationship?
There are certainly times for that. And the way I look at it is there's kind of this spectrum of where we can help other people out through the process of a loan. And on the one end of the spectrum, you've got the person that it may not really be much of a hardship situation for them. They have a good income, and they're able to pay you back. Well, in that case, it's not that big of a deal to make a loan to them. But then on the other end, you got the person that really has no ability to even repay a loan. So if you're making a loan to them, that could really be heaping a burden on them. So let me give you an example of the first side of that. So an example I've seen a lot of is the person that has a solid income, and maybe they had, you know, some financial sins of the past, and they still are trying to fight their way out of all this past credit card debt, this high interest debt. So as a brother or sister in Christ, you may see that situation and say, you know what? I've got some money on deposit at the bank. I'm earning 2 or 3% on that. They're paying 25 or 30% on their credit cards. What if I offer to loan that money to them, and as long as they pay me the 2 or 3% that I was getting at the bank, then I'm even, but they are greatly benefited because now they can pay off the credit cards, and they're only paying me 2% where they were paying 30% on a credit card. And by doing that, you don't really have a profit motive, but yeah, you are charging just a little bit of interest, but that's basically just to keep yourself whole while allowing the other person to get huge benefit out of the use of your money. And the way that you're being generous is that you're taking on a lot more risk. Banks weren't willing to loan to that person for 2 or 3%. They were going to charge them 25 or 30. And you're taking on more risk for the use of that money, but not being compensated for it. So that's a way that we can love our brother and sister and even still be charging a little bit of interest because it's not a real hardship situation, but you're still helping them out.
Well, Brad, that example there of somebody who's not in a hardship situation is just one. What about the person who is in a financial struggle? How do we help that person out?
Yeah, and again, there, it's the method we use is going to depend on the degree of difficulty. So we may have the person that they're in a hardship situation. They can't get access to the cash that they need. So we can step in, and maybe we offer that person a loan because they have the ability to repay it, and we want to preserve dignity in the situation as well. And by offering them a loan with no interest, we're giving them the cash they need, but we're preserving the dignity because we're setting it up in a structure where they are allowed to pay us back, or they're planning to pay us back. So it's not as hard for them to take that as it may be to take a handout. So that's one example. But then you're always going to have the example on the other extreme of it, where you've got the real hardship scenario. Maybe it's a loss of a job. Maybe it's from health problems, whatever it may be. And that person doesn't have the hope of repaying you. And in that situation, we really need to look at it and say, you know what? Giving that person a loan is going to be heaping a burden on them because they're going to be trying to figure out how do they repay me. And in that case, we really need to look at it from the standpoint of, do I have the ability to be able to give this person the outright gift and not heap the burden on them? And in that case, probably so. And we also need to remember that, like, this sliding scale that we're talking about here, this can change the person in the first example that is, can easily repay the loan. Their situation may change after you make them the loan. And as the lender, that's why it's so important that we're prepared to not get it back from the point that we make the loan to our brother or sister in Christ, because that hardship may grow worse. And what we expected to get back at the beginning, we may not be able to get it back in the end. And if we want to preserve the relationship, we got to make sure that we're willing to let that money go. Because if we give them money as a loan and we need it 6 months or a year from now, we're going to be tempted to go and pressure them or to put some guilt on them so that they repay us so we got the money for our own personal need. So we got to make sure that any money we're lending, we're prepared to let it go from the moment we do, because their situation may get worse and they may not be able to pay us back.
Yeah, that's so true. Brad, I'm glad you brought this before us today, because that can be such a sticky thing, especially when you're dealing with family and close friends, et cetera. We want to be a blessing, but man, if we're not careful, it could get ugly. Thanks so much for the time that you put into this.
Absolutely. Always remember, relationships are more important than money.
Amen.
And a lot of relationships are ruined over money, unfortunately.
Now, hey, you can see this article, by the way, at investingintruth.com. Click on the resources tab, too, at mornings. Let me back that up. I'm sorry. Kellyandsteve.org. Wow. I got too much to keep track of. But check out Brad's website. You're going to find a lot there to help you out.
Yeah. And Brad, one last question for you.
Yeah.
Can you spot me a 20?
Are you in a hardship? You gotta tell me how bad it is, Steve.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, my friend.
Right. You got it. You got it.
Right. We'll see you. All right. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
A lot.
Oh, man.
Don't forget, you could tune in each Monday at 7:30 and go through our discussion on financial planning with Brad Graber.